Fashion Day. Rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the Podcastle!
Hello, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome to episode 30. We're calling it the Dirty 30.
You like that?
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully you're joining us on iTunes. You've gone there and you subscribed, and that's where you're listening to us from. If not, that's cool. You're checking us out on Stitcher, or you can go to our website, www.kingsofthepodcastle.com, and check out all of our content right there. You do have the podcast app for your iPhone and, of course, the Beyond Pod app for your Android. I'm King Mike. I'll be your lovely and gracious host. Joining me today, we have King Greg, King John. King,
me?
Yes, there he is. King Devin is in the house.
Hello.
And King Zach is over in the producer chair.
What up?
Yay!
Clapping and applause. Yeah.
That's
what I do here. I forgot that part.
This is 30 episodes, guys. This is
kind of
a 30 milestone.
Weeks.
Kind of a milestone here. Yeah, uh-huh. It's been a long haul. We're 8 months into our first year. Just wrapped up August. September is here, and guess who has birthdays in September? King Mike and King Greg.
Yay!
Birthday.
And guess who's not going to go to the bowl games this year? Oklahoma! Yeah!
Oh, well, yeah. Thank you. Yes, he's crying.
Don't do
like
that.
A baby over
Don't
there.
Don't do that to me. Yeah.
Me. And guess who else is going to have a birthday? Miss Kathleen Donovan is going to be born in September.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Yeah. That's a big birthday. That's a milestone birthday,
I would say.
Yeah, when you come out of the vagina. but very much looking forward to the birthday season, of course. It's going to happen. And also, football has started.
Oh, my God.
King Greg is a huge, avid Texas fan. I'm a huge, avid OU fan. Big rivalry there. So, anybody else looking forward to the football season at all?
Nope.
Really? Now, you hate baseball, Devin. I know you hate baseball.
I'm not a fan of any sports.
You're not a fan of anything?
I'll watch basketball maybe a little bit.
Do you
bit,
see how fast this guy walks? Of course he's not a fan of sports.
but he can dunk, though. He can dunk a basketball.
Well, that's true. You are a basketball. You used to play basketball for college, right?
Yep.
You're not into basketball anymore, though?
I still play. I play every week, actually.
But you don't watch it?
You don't watch
your
team?
But you went. You went to state.
I'm not a fan of sports. I just don't get it.
Didn't you go to state finals in high school?
Twice.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you ever win one and bring home a championship?
Runner up both times.
Ah!
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Still went.
Still going. I went to state finals in wrestling and took second, got my ass kicked.
Really?
But
was that just what you called going to your uncle's house?
was Jim Ross there? I mean, was he like, and Mark Lee knocked the mouthpiece out of his ass?
Whatever.
Did you say Mike Lee had a mouthpiece in his ass?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
All right.
That's a typical Saturday night. What?
Wow.
That's weird.
Played you like a tuba.
I thought it smelled funny when I walked in the door.
Let's talk about some comedy stuff. We did a first show Monday at Adobe Gila's. Zach and I were there. You know what's funny about that, though, is you can go ahead and get ready for the fail horns because they had one show and then they canceled it. It's over.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yep.
It was that bad?
It was. I guess so. I mean, it went so bad that they said, well, we'll think about it.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, it was really bad. But
we won't mention whose show that is then.
Well, no. But the only people who had ever done any stage time were me, Zach, and Ron Chapman. And all the other people were people from the class. And it was their very first time to go up, most of them.
To give you an idea of what it was like, my introduction was, I have no idea who the F this guy is. That
right.
was literally
Yeah,
what...
that was, yes, that was his introduction. Tyson McCord
and
hosted
that's
it.
Probably a compliment.
Yeah. Tyson McCord hosted it, and he did a good job, but yeah, he didn't know who any of the comics were. It was very unorganized, so unfortunately, they said, well, we'll pass for now. We'll let you know if we want to do it again.
So that was right across from the improv. Can you do your next show right across the improv at that laser tag place?
I don't know. That would be
that would
awesome.
Be an awkward comedy show. Wait, stop running around. Listen to my jokes. It'd be like doing it at Sleuth.
Make the comedians wear one of the targets on their chest, and if they suck, you can just shoot them. And it goes off. Wednesday night, we did open mics in Melbourne for Devin. How was that?
Amazing.
Yeah?
I had to headline it.
So. You headlined it?
Yeah, I headlined it.
Nice. How did that go?
It went really well.
Yeah?
The whole set went really well. The place loved me.
Nice.
I met a chick. That was awesome.
You met
a chick? Was she a softball
chick?
No. She wasn't.
Thank God.
Did she have a vagina?
Your sister wasn't there. Anyways, she did it. I assume she has a vagina.
You didn't see it
I've
or
not
touch
seen
it?
It? No.
Not yet, no.
Did you talk about it?
No.
Could you smell it?
No.
What did you talk
grab
about?
Grab some and sniff it.
We just talked about.
Buster just fell off the table. Sorry.
He stretched and he slipped. He's like, "Oh, sorry."
We just talked about stuff. I don't know.
What's her name?
Her name is Lindsay.
Oh.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Yeah.
What is she, you got a picture?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I do actually. She's a very pretty girl.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't because my phone's on airplane mode.
Yeah, pictures are awesome. They sell really well on a podcast.
We're just making covers here.
She has a face.
She has a
and
face.
And some eyes.
And she's a woman.
And she, she has
and she's
hair.
Fully capable of talking.
Yes.
Oh, perfect. That's she breathes.
Very intelligent.
She does
she's
inhale.
A pharmacist.
Yeah, okay.
That's a weird unibrow she's got there.
Yeah, thank you.
But aside from the woman that you met, the show was great. How was the venue? How
amazing.
Was
open mics is packed out. Standing room only.
Nice.
Really cool. It was in Florida Discount Music, which is actually an old music store that I bought my very first guitar in.
Oh, cool.
So it was kind of neat to go back there because the guy was like, "Do you remember me?" He's like, "No." And I was like, "I'm the guy who used to come in every single day and play Glycerine for 4 hours because that's
really?
The only song I knew." And he's like, "I remember you." I was like, "Thank you."
Oh, that's awesome. I did the, I'm sorry. Yeah, I did the improv this week. I did the graduation class. I was able to be there.
Oh, you graduated?
Yeah, I mean, I've graduated now 3 times. I've done 3 graduation class shows there. But
and
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Has that helped you at all?
No. I still suck at this.
Yeah.
but it was a good show. All the comics that were in that particular class. And speaking of, I should probably mention that's Gary Minkie's comedy class over there at the Improv. Every Monday night, you can sign up for that. If you just go to the website, you can get information, and it starts every Monday at 6:30. But yes, the graduating class was actually really good, I thought. There was a couple of them that you know, still were working on it, but for the most part, they had a really good show, and it was unbelievably packed. I mean, there was no empty table in the house that night. It was a really, really good show.
And that's the show our friend Amanda
performed. Was there. And Amanda was great. Amanda did an amazing job.
Yeah.
It was her birthday yesterday.
It was her birthday.
It was
happy
her
birthday, Amanda.
Yeah.
And her tits turned 4. So happy birthday to them, too.
Her husband listens to this show.
Wonderful.
Oh, he does? Awesome. Yeah. Well,
he's like, they're 4 and a half, actually.
Well, then, if he listens, then he knows what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. On Saturday night, Gregory's. You were at Gregory's, Devin?
Yeah, last night. It was amazing. It was a packed full house. Standing room only again. 8 comics showcase that Gregory's put on. Gregory's is an interesting comedy club because they're only open Thursday and Friday. And so I messaged Adam Avitable, who hosted, and I was like, "What do they do Saturday?" He's like, "It just sits there." And I was like, "Why don't we do a showcase?" And he's like, "Okay, let's do it." And so then we set it up and sold out the place, and the owners were like really happy, like, "Holy crap." And we all got paid.
Wow.
They paid all the comics.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. So is that going to be an every Saturday thing?
We're working on it right now.
Yeah.
Like, it possibly could be something in the future. So,
very
but
cool.
As of right now, it was just a one night only thing. And I got to hang out with Lindsay. So that's cool.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Lindsay. All right.
And then wait. I have to pimp where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
I want to pimp this coming
week.
We're going to do that at the
end of the show.
I'm doing it right now. All right. This coming week, I'll be with Nick DiPaolo Thursday through Sunday at Sidesplit. In Tampa, so
cool.
Feel free to come out.
Yeah. Awesome.
And if you come to the 6 o'clock show on Saturday, it's a Heineken like party where the Heineken girls will be there.
Really?
During our comedy show, they'll be handing out free beers and t-shirts and everything. Like, it's gonna be like a big Heineken blast, like with Nick DiPaolo.
Cool. Wow. Yeah. I think that we should go to that.
Yeah.
It's Saturday at 6?
6, yeah.
This Saturday. All right. Awesome.
Are they German, though? I mean, the Heineken girls?
I don't know.
They better be.
Yeah. They can fit a beer bottle up their vagina. That's the requirement to be a Heineken girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then last night, of course, Zach and I did Sluice over there, which is kind of a normal thing. We've done Sluice every
Where's
week.
Where's that
so
at?
It's at Sluice in Orlando.
So it's a mystery.
Yeah, it is a mystery. It's kind of a mystery. But it was a good time. Zach's good friend Mark Daniel won the competition that they held there.
Right? That's the guy that hosts Family Double Deer, right?
What?
No, that's Mark.
Who?
Smart
no, that's Mark Summers.
Oh, sorry.
But he does host American Idol over at Disney. Which
yeah,
is kind
I've
of
seen
cool.
him.
Yeah. Mark was amazing. Guess what the prize was?
I give up.
A $50 gift certificate to a spa.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have done that.
You would have?
Have you ever gone to a spa?
Hell no.
Yeah, dude. I mean, seriously, it's very relaxing. You can get a massage, get your nails done.
Yeah.
I've never got my nails done, but I've actually...
Whenever you leave, do you, carry a pink purse and tighten your high heels? Or
isn't Mark Black?
Mark? Yeah, he is a black guy.
Black people don't do spas.
Yeah, but his wife was right there, and Mike Hurley, the host, literally when he won, he didn't give it to Mark. He walked to the back of the room and handed it to Lisa, his wife.
Yeah, I said, here, you get to have this.
Aha.
Saturday night, also, John Donovan was over at Star Island.
Yeah.
And I guess Zach made an appearance.
He did.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, John.
Okay, so, I set up...
No.
In the
This is why I saved it. Zach is over here going, wait, you skipped one. No, he didn't, bro. I saved it for last.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
So, yeah, I do my trivia show at Star Island Resort in Kissimmee. And it's an upstairs kind of outdoor covered bar.
It's a nice bar.
It's really cool. Nice.
Yeah, sure.
And the resort's beautiful.
Yeah.
If you ever have the chance to go. Anyway, Zach and his girlfriend Laura are there. And Zach is sitting at the bar. And the bar, if you're sitting at the bar, your back is towards me. Zach is a little bit of a big kid.
Wow. Here we go.
This is news.
No. He's
so
right. Go ahead.
His belt really doesn't have hips to hold on to.
Right, yeah. It just kind of slides down.
They just kind of slide down.
Sure.
So I'm looking at his back, and down below, there's his ass.
just hanging out,
just
right?
Sticking out there.
Yeah.
So I'm on the microphone. The entire room can hear me, and I go, Zach, was your dad a plumber?
Yeah.
And then everybody had to think about it, and I'm looking at him, and like everybody turns around and looks at his ass. And then he, nonchalantly pulls his shirt down over his ass and then continues, and then 5 minutes goes by and his shirt popped up and there's his ass again.
He just thought it was a requirement to be at Brown Star Island.
Right.
His pencil holder was showing.
The second thing I said was, Zach, I'm going to call a drywaller because you really need some spackle right now. And then, of course, everybody laughed. He pulled his shirt down again, and then the third and final time, I saw his butt again. I said, ladies and gentlemen, Zach rhymes with crack.
Oh, my God.
And at that point, what did he do?
He pulled his pants down.
I'm actually envisioning like a Breaking Bad moment where he like grabs the canister of gasoline and starts dousing everybody.
Yeah. We are going to be talking about that coming up as well. And then finally, the last thing. So great time over at Star
Island,
right?
Lots of fun.
That's every Saturday.
Every Saturday, every Thursday. Thursday at 5, Saturday at 5:30.
Awesome.
And if you go on Saturday, bingo is right before, and the girls that host bingo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah. B-I-N-G-O.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're probably like 17, but...
Whatever.
Little too old for me.
They're starting to make their own decisions. I don't like that. Friday night, and we did the Wheelhouse, of course, which is over here in Davenport. It's a great...
Who's that sponsored by?
It's brought to us by Audio Hog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Audio
Never
Hog.
Heard of them.
Check them out. AudioHog.com with two Gs. Wheelhouse was awesome. In fact, Wheelhouse is kind of the only place you can go and catch all of us at the same time.
Yeah.
If it's on the right night. This particular Friday coming up, I know that I don't think any of us are going
to
be there. Right?
I'm not going to. I can't be there.
You can't
to
be
run
there.
Sound.
I can't be there. Devin can't be there. Zach?
Nope.
And Greg,
crap.
If I can get off work.
If he can get off work. So actually, let me just take what I just said back. We will not be there. But usually, every Friday night we will. You can come by and catch any of the Kings on any given Friday night. But it is a great show. It's going really well. So please stop by the Wheelhouse if you can and check that out next Friday.
I love that room,
every
man.
Friday after.
Yeah. That room's really good. They love us there.
Yeah, they've really gotten to the point where they're looking forward to it.
Devin got slapped in the face after his set.
Oh, you did get slapped in the face. What was that all about anyway?
I made fun of her and she did not like it.
It was this older lady. And she, was running her mouth.
Yeah.
So
was it Kermit? Whenever somebody was.
Was it the toothbrush lady? Was it that same lady?
No, it was a lady who brought the eggs.
Her name's Paula.
Yeah,
her name's Paula, and I think it was Kermit. She was talking during Kermit's set, and Kermit said, "Will somebody buy that lady a shot
that
or something just to put something in her mouth?" No.
Oh.
That was me.
Was it you?
I'm the one who said
it's
that.
It's entirely too funny for you to say.
Just put something in that woman's mouth. And then that was the running joke forever after that until Devin got up there and completely insulted her. But right. It was funny. Whatever it was that you said was funny. And I think when she slapped
said,
you,
she
it was
said
funny.
We wear, she said that they ride motorcycles and they wear helmets to protect from brain damage. And I said, well, apparently it's not working.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what I like that. No. Well, but whenever she came up and slapped you, it was like a funny slap, right? She wasn't like angry. She wasn't angry,
like she
though.
Hit me.
She did?
Yeah. It was not a little like, wow, hey, I thought you know, was... I challenge you to a duel. It was, this is the duel.
I challenge you.
But that is the toothbrush lady.
Oh, that is? She's
you know
the same
why I
lady?
Call, you know why she's the toothbrush lady?
Why?
Every time I do the vibrator jokes, she screams back at me, that's what my electric toothbrush is for.
Gross.
That's not
Holy
even a joke.
Moly.
That's what
that's
she does.
What she says
she's the toothbrush lady.
Oh, at least she's.
And then like when
at least she's minty fresh.
She sure. hugged me when I came off. She hugged me when I came off stage, and she said, "My toothbrush is still working."
Oh.
And she's it minty. Smells like a blue waffle.
Minty fresh and has one cavity.
Yeah.
You think she ever gets any hair in her toothbrush?
That's a Brillo pad.
So that's all the comedy that we did over the week. We're going to be doing a lot more coming up, and we'll announce again at the end of the show where we're going to be, so it's fresh on your brain, and you can put it in your calendar. Okay, I have a cool little story here that would not apply to any of us in this room because we're not married,
okay.
But some of us do have girlfriends. According to a new survey, Guinness is the most popular beer with men who are having an affair. So, John, you're a fan of Guinness.
Yeah.
Is that kind of a
I don't no? understand that at all.
The rest of the top five are number two, Corona, which I drink often, but I don't have a girlfriend. Peroni, San Miguel, and Budweiser.
I don't drink any of those.
You don't drink any of those?
No. I have Corona. And what was the other one? Peroni?
Peroni.
That's an Italian beer. They have it on, they have it on it. Tap at where
that's
I
just
work.
An Italian joke. That's not even a true fact. They're just trying that's to like pull an Italian joke. The Irish guy's drinking Guinness. And, no? Yeah. Is that a joke or is it a real study?
I don't know.
Peroni's like the Corona of Italy.
But, I mean, Peroni, if it's Italian, it just screams douchebag. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What? No, I'm sorry, Rick Walters. That was terrible.
Oh,
wow. I didn't bet.
I didn't even make that.
Bat. Peroni, the preferred beer of WAPs.
Okay. Whoa.
Wow.
All right. Speaking of very terrible racist things and derogatory, it's time for our favorite segment of the first segment of the show, Trailer Talk with John Donovan.
Hi, everybody.
John, what's new in the trailer?
Well, the trailer's great. The house is great. The neighborhood's great. We got kids to play with the kids and all that stuff. But there is a woman that's two houses down, and she kind of talks like this, you know?
Paula Deen moved in next door.
But she's got a tongue piercing and stuff, and she's got a tattoo right above her ass.
Yeah.
When I see it, I don't know what the hell it is, though, because it's a little faded and stuff, you know?
Is she attractive at all?
No.
No?
Oh, okay. No. But she's got kids, so somebody's fucked her.
Oh, my God. And wasn't her brother?
It could have been, but she was down at the bus stop, and she was explaining a story, and she's being real animated, and she was putting her hands up, and every time she put her hands up, her shirt would go up, and her fat belly would hang out. And there was a cleft in her belly.
A cleft?
A cleft. Like, there was a part in the middle, like there was two sides of the bottom of her belly that would stick out.
It was like an
shirt.
It was like an ass belly.
It was an ass belly. Yeah.
an ass belly on the muffin top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God.
Yeah. Nice lady.
Uh-huh, sure.
She had an operation where they had to cut her ear back and take some crap out of her ear, and she showed us pictures of it and everything. Yeah, it was crazy.
Are you being serious?
I'm dead serious. And like,
it's just an after effect whenever you're making meth.
Did you move to the place where they film The Hills Have Eyes?
Yeah.
Is there like a nuclear power plant somewhere nearby?
I don't know. The water does taste funny, though.
Okay. Do I address letters to Fukushima for you?
I don't think anybody in my neighbor could spell that. So,
so is that it?
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice lady, though. We like her.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Trailer Talk with John Donovan. We are going to take a quick little break, and when we come back, we're going to get into some of the serious news and a little bit of ridiculous news that happened throughout the week. We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle. Ladies and gentlemen, something that we forgot to mention about the Wheelhouse. Wheelhouse, on Friday night, at the end of the show, Devin was supposed to have a joke-off with another comedian or somebody who calls himself a comedian out of Orlando named Vincent Cruz. This guy is kind of a hated person on the scene. And so for this commercial break, we decided Devin was going to do a rap that he had written for Vincent and for this joke off that never happened because Vincent, of course, didn't show up. So, Devin, when you're ready.
This one goes out to Vincent Cruz, a.k.a. Michael Staggs, a.k.a. Comedy Cancer. Mm. This motherfucker, I hate him. Mm. Check, check. Mm, feeling it. I'm just going to let that ride. He abuses the mic like he abuses his wife, and then he hides behind his post because he refuses to fight. You must be confused if you think your fuse is that bright. That didn't flow like I wanted it to, but I'm going to keep going. Yeah. Motherfucker went to jail because they caught him selling dope. He went back a second time because he liked to drop the soap. Hey, everybody. Filming a special for HBO. Oh, wait, my bad. It's reality TV. And we'd probably get it aired if we didn't show VC. His bitch ass got on stage just for buying shots. When his set would have been funnier if he didn't even talk. But he opened his mouth and hasn't shut it since. Go home. You're done. Back to Facebook, Vince. Word.
Mm. Word to your mother. there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. A rap for Vincent Cruz. Wow. From Devin Siebel. King Devin. We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome to episode 30. Dirty 30, as we like to call it. Yes, thanks for hanging out with us. It is a wonderful Sunday. Beautiful Sunday. I loved your rap, Devin. That was awesome.
That was great.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. Thank you very much for that. Who is this? What is this?
Rage Against the Machine.
Really?
I would love it if they, got back together because they were amazing. I saw them at Lollapalooza in 94. Really showing my age there. And it was an amazing show.
Wow, I don't know if I've ever even heard that song. No, but it was great. Testify. Yeah,
oh my God, they were so amazing.
Testify.
Yeah,
I saw them with a Filter. You know,
with Filter. Yeah, now Filter sucked, didn't they?
No, they're awesome. Actually they're pretty badass.
Filter was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, the 90s were only like yesterday to me, and I still can't remember.
I know. Yeah. The greatest time ever, the 90s.
All right, it's time to move into some of the top stories coming out of the news this week. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but get ready and get hungry. If you've got an appetite, there's a new burger hot on the streets from Burger King.
Oh, boy.
It is a burger on just this last Sunday, a week ago today. Burger King has introducing... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let me
get to the fucking point.
I know.
You can't tease us like this.
This Sunday. I'm reading it incorrectly. It's this Sunday. Today, Burger King has introduced a new burger that uses French fries as a topping.
There you go. Really? Okay.
Yeah. Nobody's excited about that. No.
Checkers does that.
Does it?
Yeah.
I do that with all my burgers.
Yeah, you could do that without checking.
I know. Well, here's the thing is it's only $1. You want to know why it's only $1? And really, I was building it up kind of big just to let you down really hard because it's only uses 4 French fries.
Oh, what?
And it's $1.
That's bullcrap.
That's gayness in the anus.
Yeah, what a big giant gimmick
but
for nothing.
The burger itself is only $1.
Yeah, it's $1. It's a $1 hamburger, and it uses 4 French fries on top.
Yeah, but Checkers has that, and they have those awesome French fries.
Yeah, the curly spice fries.
So, what's not to say you spend another $1 and buy some more fries, take the top bun off, and just pile that shit on?
That's exactly what I thought as soon as I saw this story, but I thought it was kind of ridiculous. But
we can talk about something else fast food.
Okay, go ahead.
McDonald's has wings coming out.
What?
Yes.
What?
McDonald's is releasing wings.
Are you kidding?
Another terrible idea.
They said the price of wings will go up significantly because they're going to be using so many of them.
Really?
Yes. Really?
That is actually that's a travesty. That's terrible.
Well, let's be honest, though. It's not going to be wings because they're not going to put a bone in it. It's just going to be like a molded piece of chicken.
No, it's real buffalo wings.
Yeah, it's supposed to be real buffalo wings with a bone. But I'm with you, though. The first thing I thought was, is this going to be like chicken nuggets and hot dogs and hot sauce?
Yeah,
no. Now, wait. Their chicken selects were pretty good.
If you're a lesbian,
all right. I just don't.
I never see McDonald's doing anything that is going to appeal to me ever again. I mean, to be honest, it's just the only time McDonald's is good is whenever you're in a hurry and you need something on the road.
Yes. No, you're hungry at like 2 a.m. after leaving the bar. You're like, McDonald's, and I don't feel like sitting.
Taco Bell. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Taco Bell, McDonald's, and Denny's. There you go.
And Taco Bell has, of course, all the new Doritos tacos out, which I don't know if you've tried those, but they're
really
good.
I've heard the opposite, that they're really not good. Yeah.
Oh no,
I haven't tried it.
Fantastic.
Have you had the loaded burrito? Or the smothered burrito, whatever the hell it's called?
I have smothered a burrito.
You make that by wiping my ass with a tortilla.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going to Taco Bell ever again now.
Wow, that was so good. It almost sounded rehearsed.
And just like Taco Bell, he doesn't use a glove either.
Sally should.
I am going to use that as an add-on from now on.
Don't give him more power. I see his head getting bigger as we go.
On another food note, the Texas State Fair is in full effect. Greg, are you happy about that?
Yeah, but here's my question, because I haven't really seen anything. Did they rebuild Big Tex?
I don't know. That is actually a really good question.
Because he burned to the ground, and I mean, I remember all the jokes last year, you know, about him burning down.
But I think, for some reason, I think that they did. I'm not sure. We can look it up later.
I don't know. I mean, can they build Big Tex back in a year? You know, because it was last year.
Of course. I mean, look, it's 2013. It's like, we have the technology.
Oh, yeah.
They probably have him, like, walking around now and stuff like
that. Yeah, and it's not like they're trying to rebuild the World Trade Center.
They
it's
built
just a
Transformers
Texas.
The Ride. They built Transformers the Ride in, like, 6 months.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think that they can do...
They can do a big text, and he can go, howdy, partner, just like a... Texas.
I just don't know if Texas can do a state fair without something blowing up and shit flying everywhere.
But they have, of course, Texas State Fair is kind of the test zone for all of the fried foods that you're going to see throughout the county fairs around the nation.
Oh, my God.
And guess what their new one is this year? It is deep fried Nutella.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nutella.
Really?
You
Delicious.
Guys know what Nutella is,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Deep fried Nutella. It's Nutella chocolate sauce mixed with cream cheese, spread on dough, rolled up, and then fried.
Get
my.
Now, see, I don't dig it. Oh, God.
My heart actually just skipped a beat hearing that.
I don't get Nutella and cream cheese mixed together.
That sounds amazing. We need to go get some Nutella and cream
cheese.
Well,
I mean, that's kind of what the same thing happened when you pulled your dick out of Al Sharpton's ass.
God.
Oh my God.
Say we try it. Like, we could probably fry our own. This is the thing. When I was younger, and I was in 2003, they had just started doing the fried candy bars, and I worked at Hooters, and I was like, I want that. So I bought the Snickers on my way to work, and I just rolled it up in like flour and stuff, and I didn't realize they freeze them beforehand. I didn't freeze it, so I just dropped it in the fryer, and instantly all of a sudden just peanuts and chocolate floated to the top. and like literally it coated all the baskets, the wing baskets, in chocolate and caramel. So the entire day, like, the wings were fucked up and the fryer almost caught on fire. It was a terrible idea.
What other fried goodness have you guys seen at a fair before? Anything?
Fried butter.
Butter.
Fried butter?
Oh,
really?
God,
fried Twinkies.
Fried Twinkies.
Fried strawberry butter at the strawberry festival was pretty good.
Yeah. Seriously? Now hold on a second. Are you talking like a stick of butter wrapped and then
fried?
No,
it's like
fried?
A little...
It's a cube.
Yeah, a cube. Like a quarter of a stick.
But it is exactly like what it is.
Like what?
You
honey
bite
butter?
Into it and butter drips down your face.
But that's disgusting.
It's delicious.
No.
Because the dough they use is the same dough they use on it. It's like pancake dough. It's
It's like the funnel cake type. Yeah.
So you're actually eating like the dough that has a lot of butter on it. Melted butter.
Oh, easy there, killer.
I'm getting all worked up talking about it.
He's choking on his own saliva.
I know, he's getting all watery mouth.
Oh, my God.
I went to a fair one time and saw deep fried garlic mashed potatoes.
Really?
And that was delicious.
I'll bet.
It was, they would take the garlic mashed potatoes, and they had different versions. You could even do the loaded mashed potatoes, which would have like the bacon, the cheese, the chives in it, and they would roll it into balls, and then they have to freeze it first, and then they would dip that into the batter right before it would be on a stick, and then they would dip it in the batter, put it in the fryer, and it was awesome. Yeah. It was like a crusty biscuit on the outside of the on the outside of the mashed potatoes. But that was my favorite.
Crusty biscuit was John's nickname in high school.
Yes, it was.
I had
but only with the guys.
I had deep fried potato sticks one time.
deep fried potato sticks?
You mean French fries.
You mean French fries?
Oh, is that what they're called? Oh my God.
Okay, we were talking about Breaking Bad a little bit. We mentioned it a little bit in the first segment, but now I don't know. I know that Devin is a huge fan of Breaking Bad.
I am also.
John is a huge fan. Greg, are you a Breaking Bad man?
I am. I just I bite my nails a lot, so I need to like have it in spurts because I feel like I need to go do meth after I watch
right.
it.
Right, it does turn you into a crackhead.
I've never even done meth, and it just makes you want to do drugs.
Zach, are you a Breaking Bad man?
I love Breaking Bad. I've been watching it for ages.
Unbelievable. Well, then all four of us, at least, and maybe Greg, are going to be excited about this. There's an event that has been scheduled in L.A. We need to buy our tickets now. It offers you the opportunity to go out and watch the series finale of Breaking Bad in a cemetery with the cast, and tickets are only $45.
I would love to just hang out with Bryan Cranston. That sounds amazing.
In a cemetery?
In a cemetery. Well, that's probably
the death of the series.
Sure, and you know, I don't know how it's going to end, but from what I understand, I mean, you know, they could all die.
Yeah.
You know,
Skyler's so going to die. I'm convinced Skyler.
You think Skyler's going to die?
I have a feeling she's going to get,
There's a theory out there where Brian Walt picks up traits from every person he kills.
Uh-huh.
And at the top of this season, before the last break, when he is in the diner, he takes his bacon and makes it into the birthday thing.
Yeah.
Which is something that Skyler always did.
For
him on his birthday, but it was one of Skyler's traits. So he's now picked up Skyler's trait, which people are saying that means that he's killed
her. Oh, wow. Is he a fucking Highlander or something?
Like, I know. I don't. There could be only one.
Yeah. his handicapped son's going to OD on meth.
No, I don't. I think that you guys are way off. I think that he's going to hit the road and go on the lam, as they say, and just completely leave everything behind.
Well, did you see the first episode of this?
Yeah, where he comes in.
He shows up and he's got hair and stuff.
And I think that's years. My theory is that that's years down the road after he's been gone for a long time and everything has kind of died off.
I think it's a year later. I think that's picking up right after the diner. The breakfast thing. And the other thing with him picking up traits, on his ID he has Skyler's maiden name as his last name.
I have a really good ending, okay?
Dude, okay.
Yeah, here it is. Jesse and Walt are sitting in a diner, okay? And then Hank comes walking into the diner, and then the Journey song is playing in the background.
Oh, my God.
And then we just black
Jesus
out.
Christ.
Go black. We don't know what happened. Like, maybe Hank took him out. We don't know.
You never
know. Sopranos ending. Yeah, yeah. That's God what I was about almighty. To say.
Well, on that note, we have a meth story here. On Tuesday night, some people spotted a couple passed out in a truck in the CVS parking lot in Florida and called the cops. Turned out the couple wasn't dead or poisoned or anything. They were just, they were tired. They were plumb tuckered out after a long day of cooking cheap meth in the truck.
Nice.
Nice.
That's got to be pretty embarrassing, John, for them to put that about.
I know. Try to keep it under wraps.
Yeah, how come that wasn't in the trailer talk with John Donovan? Yeah. But I love that show, man. I'm really hoping that. I'm kind of sad to see it go. You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah. But I'm excited to see how it all ends up. But, you know, starting this month, I think it's on the 10th, Sons of Anarchy is back.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know they're getting their own Talking Bad show, right?
Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, Sons of Anarchy. They do it.
They're on a different network, though.
They're going to talk about Breaking Bad?
No.
Talking Dead thing?
They do the Talking Dead.
Talking Bad, they do
now. Now they do Talking Bad, and they're going to do one
for Sons of Anarchy?
On FX for
really?
Sons of Anarchy. Yeah, they're going to do a
And speaking of Walking Dead, next month, they're back in October. I'm excited about all
did
that.
Did you see the Halloween too. Horror Nights is completely Walking
yeah,
Dead?
Yeah. So, yeah, Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios, kids.
I am not excited about The Walking Dead coming back, I got to be honest. It lost me last season.
It wasn't as as gripping as it had been. Right. I still love the show. I'm going to watch it, but I'm with you.
Do you think
it's
jumped the shark?
Yeah. I don't even know what point it was that they jumped the shark, but I just know that.
Jumped the shark?
You've never heard that term?
No.
The Fonz.
You remember Happy Days?
Yes.
Back in the day, there was an episode where Fonz had to jump over a shark on skis.
It was a four-parter that all led up to him jumping the shark.
Right. And that was critically acclaimed as the time that the series went to crap after that.
Sure.
After that, it was over.
And they had to pull that out of their hat.
Yeah, so that term, jumping the shark, has been referred to any other series that's really doing well, and then all of a sudden, everybody loses interest after this one point.
Right.
Like the fifth season of Night Court. I mean, come
right.
on.
Second season of Deadwood.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought, you're wrong.
The Deadwood first, was the first amazing. Season of John from Cincinnati.
It's yeah. also a sexual position when the girl is yes. I'm saying
the girl puts on a dorsal fin.
No, it's where you're making out with a chick and like you think you're gonna get some, but then she has to go to the bathroom beforehand to freshen up. Uh-huh. But she's on the opposite side of the bed, so then she has to jump over top of you. And so you have to carefully.
And you have a boner,
yeah,
of course.
You don't want it. Yeah, then, yeah, yeah. She has to jump the shark.
Okay, you know? I like it. Yeah, is that actual or did you just make that up? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Way to go. All right, let's.
And then the Fonz comes in and gives you a hand job.
Hey.
And when he gives you the hand job, his thumb is sticking up.
I can see it. Okay. All right. Switching gears just a little bit.
It starts with the Fonz, but ends with Henry Winkler.
And then the Henry Winkler is a totally different. That's, yeah. what, that's what he uses his eyelashes to tickle your butthole.
Henry.
That's a shitty butterfly kiss. Oh my God.
The shitty butterfly kiss, also known as the Henry Winkler. Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. I'm gonna switch gears a little bit on you here. As much fun as we're having. Another Facebook scandal is in the news. Your Facebook friends could actually affect your credit now.
What?
They won't affect
you, fuckers.
Exactly. They won't affect your traditional FICO score, but there are like a handful of new companies that are analyzing your Facebook friends to determine whether or not you are safe a safe bet for credit.
What?
Yeah. If you're friends with a bunch of delinquents, basically, it looks bad for you.
Well, I'm shit out of luck.
No kidding.
Does this
right?
have anything to do why I'm not saying happy birthday to anybody on Facebook anymore? Because I'm sick and tired of getting asked if I want to send them a damn Starbucks gift card.
I don't know, but do you think that Facebook is basically losing it? I mean, are we getting out of touch with this thing, or is it just as strong as it ever is and just getting stronger?
It's taking over big time. I mean, did you not see the South Park episode where like Stan gets drawn into it and he's like Tron and Facebook?
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting ridiculous. Like every time I try to send a happy birthday to somebody, it's oh, would you like to send them a $5 Starbucks gift card? If I did that, man, all my friends on Facebook would make me broke. That would ruin my credit.
It is. It's gotten to the point now where you can't even have like a party unless you make a Facebook event for it.
Well, that's required. How do you get people to show up?
Well, right, because back in the day, whenever you that's how ridiculous it is, though. But yeah, back in the day, you call up your friends and say,
sure,
hey, I'm having
send
a party.
Send invites in the mail.
Send an invite in the mail or whatever.
Weird.
Now it's like, and I've literally been a victim of this. People will be like, hey, I had that barbecue on Sunday. Where were you? And I'm like,
I
didn't know it was happening. Did you create an event on Facebook? And then they'll say, yes, we did, but now there's so many people creating events that you've got a stack of 30 of them that you got to filter through. It's just getting ridiculous, I feel.
Like, well, everybody has Facebook now, basically. Yeah.
We have a friend that actually had her birthday party, and she made physical events. She made events, and she made invitations.
Yeah.
She made actual, and she brought them to work. She's like, here, come to my birthday party. Come to my birthday. And everyone looked at her like she had two heads, like she's handing out invitations. What are you doing?
I know.
You spent money on these things?
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody does that anymore.
Nobody does.
It does have its benefits, you know? Like, I posted something the other day that was awesome, and then all of a sudden, like, over 100 and something people commented on it, and I was like, well, okay. And then the one person that doesn't have Facebook, my mom, I physically have to call her.
Right. And it's a pain in the ass to have to call your mom. I know, man.
I keep telling her, I'm like, we got to get you a Facebook. That way I can talk to you every day. And when it's time to hang up, I can actually hang up.
Which, by the way, we should just say really fast what he's talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, King Greg is engaged to be married. Congratulations.
Hey!
Now, on top of Facebook, all of the Kings of the Podcast listeners know.
Right.
I'm off the market.
I was just saying that it's weird that he has trouble calling his mom because she picks up all the time for me.
Oh!
Hey! Right. I got your back, Greg. Zach, I'm just curious. Do they create events online for baby showers, or do you just get the invite?
Yeah, I think they do, actually. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure they do.
See, you guys
let's not
are lucky.
Talk about
my mom
baby showers. I got to go to one today.
My mom.
What?
See,
whoa! Hold on! Well, you're going to a baby shower?
I have
after
to.
All the crap you gave me last week?
And you guys should all be there, too. You know whose baby shower it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, it's John's.
It's John.
Yes. Yeah. No, but
you've been
my
waiting for me to mention that.
My best friend has a baby shower. Totally off limits. But John has a baby shower.
Hey, yeah, you were a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Now, in my defense and everybody else's defense, I think that Stephanie should not require us to be there. She should let me and John go and get just schnockered drunk and smoke cigars till we're throwing up all over the highway.
I like it.
But because she is really wanting John to be there, John is asking that I come just so that
and all can, you guys,
yeah,
please.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, remember, so it was
I'm,
a few years
I'm doing
years
it
ago.
For John, okay?
So that time you said we should do the podcast early so we could go to a barbecue.
Yeah, yeah, that's
that was
in there
a lie.
Too. No, that's in there too. I forgot about that. Anyway, I got to move on because we got no time left, and I know that you're going to kill me if I don't get to this story.
Oh, I love the story. I'm so excited.
So here we go. Shoppers alerted employees of a Jacksonville Best Buy.
Let me premise that by saying I'm just excited we're doing the story, not that it's a good thing.
I'm more shocked that you just said there were people shopping at Best Buy.
No kidding, right? But shoppers alerted employees of Jacksonville Best Buy when they heard screaming coming from the storage restroom. When an employee went in to investigate, he found James Patrick Todros, I think, holding a young girl's head inside the toilet.
What?
The employee distracted Todros to give the little girl enough time to crawl under the stall and escape. The girl told an employee later that she did not know the man and that he kicked and punched her before putting a plastic bag over her head and putting her head inside the toilet. Todros was, of course, arrested and is facing charges of attempted murder, false imprisonment, and criminal mischief. So there
Holy
you go.
Holy crap.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's a scary story, which is why I've been putting off talking about this.
Yeah, why do you want this to, Zach? What's
yeah,
the
what's
deal?
Wrong with you,
Is it because I have a criminal mischief on my record? Dick? No.
Were you in a Best Buy recently?
No.
But it is scary, man. You got to watch out. If you've got kids and you're walking through the store, that's why parents.
What
take
do you mean I can't upgrade my phone?
I don't understand. That Apple computer is way too expensive. Like,
people need to realize that there are still the freaking psychopaths out there that you don't expect that to happen to people. A girl just walking through a Best Buy and in plain view, someone just grabs her.
Yeah, and it's pretty scary.
It's very, very scary.
So now we need bouncers at Best Buy, what you're saying.
If it was me, though, if I walked in and saw that happening,
yeah,
I wouldn't alert the cops. I would lock the door.
And oh, my God.
And I would say it's me and you. Right now, I'm going to fuck the shit up out of you, and then I'm going to pretend like you attacked me after I kill you in this restroom.
And then what did you...
I
thought
you
were
saw
like
a
making
guy,
a
no,
joke here.
Like,
okay,
if you saw
ahead.
A guy like drowning a little girl...
Yeah,
like,
I would attack him.
Would be some physical
like,
beating
be,
going on.
Yeah, he wouldn't stand a chance.
No. I'd beat his ass like the bathroom scene in True Lies.
There you go, yes.
Bounce his ass off the wall.
It would look like Peter Griffin in a chicken.
It would look like... What's that? What's the movie? I'm fucking myself.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Liar, 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 Jim Carrey, liar, liar.
I'm
liar.
Kicking my liar. Own ass. Do you mind? All right. We got to take another break. And in order to do that, we got to go and do another commercial. So we'll be back in about 30 seconds with more ridiculous news here on Kings of the Podcastle. Every once in a while in a comedian's life, it is necessary to just do a plain old jokey joke. Have a little jokey joke round. These are jokes that you might tell with your friends around the water cooler at work, maybe. Maybe while you're having a cigarette out on the back porch or having food in the kitchen. Just a regular good old-fashioned jokey joke round. And here it comes, the Kings of the Podcastles jokey joke round, starting off with our very own King Devin.
This girl, I asked her out, and she said, I don't think that we should go out. And I was like, why? She said, because I think you'd be verbally abusive in a relationship. And I was like, whatever, bitch.
King John.
Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in her cap and called it
Carrie!
I get it.
King Greg.
Hey, what do you call a douchebag that sits at home praying for a new job?
What's
what?
That?
Tim Tebow.
Wow.
Why, that was funny.
King Zach.
So a wedding party walks into a bar, and I'm the bridesmaid.
Wow.
Everybody looks and goes, who's the fat, ugly chick?
And then Greg says, "I'd hit that."
I got into a fight with a fisherman the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah, he started throwing fish at me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, one of them hit me right in the bass. And that's the jokey joke round, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Way to end on a strong note.
Yeah, thanks. We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome to episode 30. We're calling it Dirty 30, ladies and gentlemen. Dirty 30. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Great show so far. Having a lot of fun. September 1st.
It is.
It is September 1st.
Labor Day weekend, baby.
Yeah,
the
Labor
end
Day,
of summer.
Labor Day is
the
tomorrow.
End
That's right.
of summer.
Now, I hope in my home that Labor Day doesn't get taken literal.
It's the day of sex with pregnant women, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead and fry up the fryer because here comes the placenta.
Oh. She already lost her mucus plug. You guys know what that is?
No.
Do tell. Tell, tell, tell. No, come on. Let's go Zach out.
Stupid criminals.
Apple.
What is it?
It's like a tennis ball size of mucus.
Really?
Up there in her business. Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And that's got to come out before the baby comes out.
Really?
So basically, her vagina has to hack and spit before
the baby.
Ooh! Hack and spit.
Is it dumb?
I mean, we were just talking about fair food. I mean, come on.
Devin's totally, he can't even, he's out on this. He's like, I can't do it.
He has his headphones off.
What do you guys plan to do with the placenta? Are you going to do a little placenta fry?
We're going to decorate the house.
Put it in a plaque. Have it in a glass case.
You know how, you know, some people have, the spotted walls?
Yeah.
You know, they
oh, you're going to do
the dabbing. It's the dabbing.
Sponge treat the
walls. Yeah, we're going to sponge treat the walls. Yeah. Oh,
it's God. For the baby.
Yeah, you should do that. That is absolutely terrible.
Devin, you care to chime in on this?
No, not at all.
Go ahead. Yes, Greg.
This is just a little off subject just before I forget, but one of our devoted listeners, the guy that actually helped us come up with the buzzer, the Rob Reagan effect.
Yeah,
sure.
He is actually moving, and he's going to continue to listen to us in South Carolina.
Cool.
And he's going to funeral home school. To become a funeral home director and be able to, embalm bodies and everything.
But welcome to funeral home school, and the first thing we want to go over with you is don't sleep with the dead bodies.
Yeah. But he's worked
I'm
for
out.
The...
I'm out.
Damn, fail.
Yeah, necrophilia works both ways, everybody. I mean, she didn't say no.
Right.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
But anyways, good luck to you, Rob, and continue to listen to our show, and don't get mad at us when we say fuck.
All right, we're going to move right into our stupid criminal stories here. A drug dealer showed up in an emergency room in Charleston, West Virginia just last Tuesday morning after accidentally shooting himself right in the testicles.
Really? Oh! Wow.
Shot his own testicle right off. But he forgot that to leave his large bag of heroin at home, and it fell out of his pocket while they were wheeling him into the ER.
Oh, no.
What a dumb ass.
Is that why he shot himself there? Was he keeping it in his testicle when he tried to get out?
Did he even feel it?
I don't know. He drove himself to the emergency room, basically. Hey, but he just forgot that he had his drugs in his pocket.
Wow.
Hey,
what a dumb ass.
Mike, oh my God, I'm so thirsty. Listen, I accidentally shot my nuts off, and if you could get me a fix real quick, it'd be great.
Oh, holy crap!
You scratch yourself with a gun? How does that happen?
I have no idea. Actually, now we could tell you a story about when we used to do Wild West shows, the guy who shot his own testicles off twice.
Yeah,
not once, twice.
Wait, what?
Okay, yeah. Okay, all right. So,
but
you
didn't have real bullets.
No, we didn't. But no.
Blanks
still.
Still kill yourself with a blank.
One at a time here. I'll set it up. You knock it down. Basically, the guns that are that we use, they still have blanks in them, but the powder comes out of the end and the blast radius of it is probably like a foot and a half to 2 feet.
Oh, wow.
So anything within that foot and a half, 2 feet
can get harmed.
Can get very, very harmed.
And they gave that to you, goofballs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, this guy had his gun, instead of in his holster, he was carrying it in his belt, in his waistline, like an idiot.
Down his pants.
Down his pants. So what, when he goes...
What color was his skin?
I don't know, actually.
Wow.
I know. What are you trying to say?
I just know if you've ever watched Malibu's Most Wanted,
they usually have the
goofy white guy in it does that too.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay.
Jamie Candy joke. I got it.
Sure. Anyway, so he has it in his belt, and whenever he goes to take it out during the show, he goes to take it out, and it goes off, and of course shoots off his testicles.
Actually. Shoots his testicle.
Wide open, fall out. Now, hold on. Here's the
roll
thing.
Roll down the hill.
Yeah, well, according to the story that I heard, and you can contradict this if it's not true, but the story that I heard was he was rushed to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to surgically put everything back together,
mm-hmm.
and he was fine. He some time to recover. Then there was some interview going on.
Yeah, for the news.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then the interviewer said, "Have you ever hurt yourself with these guns?" And then the guy said, "Well, what last year? What I did was, is I had my gun down my pants like this. See?
Oh no!
And then I cocked it like this here. No! See? And then all of a sudden, what happened? Boom! And he blew the other nut off.
Are yes. you joking?
And this time they were not able to save it, and it was gone. Forever.
And so that was the story when Mike and I don't know about Greg, but when we first started working for this production company doing Wild West shows, that was one of the gun safety stories that we got.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's no way that actually happened. It's just a story. It's
No, it actually happened. It's definitely a true story. It's been passed down for generations in that company.
Yeah, Russell Reeves told me a different one, and Mad Mike kind of confirmed it and didn't confirm it. So.
Yeah, this is all inside baseball at this point, though. But yes, it definitely has happened. You can shoot your own testicle off. Let's see. Last week, a raccoon was terrorizing an 81-year-old man in Connecticut by scratching on his door. So on Saturday, the guy grabbed his rifle and sat on his porch waiting for it. But while he was on his stakeout, he sneezed, fell out of his chair, and accidentally shot himself in the leg.
Oh.
He was treated in the hospital.
And then the raccoon came up and started laughing at him.
Dumbass. And then just went in and took all the food that he wanted. This is like the biggest argument for gun control. I mean, come on. The people who own these guns legally are still dumbasses.
I know.
It's just unbelievable.
Well, they had it coming then, I guess.
I mean, you can go into a Georgia school and shoot somebody, and you can go to North Carolina, you can do Columbine, all that, but... My God, the dumbest ones are the ones that have them at their own house.
Right, exactly. Okay, you're going to love this next story. Has anybody here ever had to call 911, like literally like scared, called 911 and like, well, hey, I'm in trouble, I need help. Anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have?
Yeah.
What was your situation?
When I was in West Texas in college, there was a neighbor that was like going ballistic and he was like slapping his wife around or something.
Oh, okay.
And we went out there. Are you okay? He's like, I'm going to kill everybody. And we went back and said, oh, someone called 911. This dude really is nuts.
I was 16 when my parents took a trip out of town, and I was there by myself. And the wind, it turns out, is what opened my front door. But I heard the door slam open, and all of a sudden the wind going through the house.
You sounded, called 911.
I totally called 911.
Oh, my God.
What? Really?
No, dude, I was like 16. I was in bed. It was
you
the middle of the night.
You were a 16-year-old bitch.
No.
Nah,
whatever.
Tornadoes tear up Oklahoma all the time. He was scared of a tornado coming in his house.
No, it sounded to me like somebody was walking through my house.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, because of the wind going through and the house creaking or whatever. And I was like,
I
don't know what's going on.
You're 16 years old. Man up and go tracking.
And go, attack the kid.
You got a baseball bat or something?
No, I had nothing. I had a phone and a finger. And
but you were a wrestler, though. You were a wrestler.
Wrestler.
Yeah, I was a wrestler.
Did you
wait
in the bed the entire time until the cops got there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like Ferris
Bueller's Day
Off.
Yeah, okay, you can call me a pussy, but I'm still alive because of it, right?
Oh, yes.
That wind.
If it would have been somebody in the house with a gun robbing the place, what am I going to do as a 16-year-old kid?
Is this the Happening prequel?
Oh, like, God, I hate you.
Please don't let the trees get me.
All right.
Your
so,
new nickname is The Breeze, by the way.
And it's not because of that story.
The robber would have walked in and seen you in the bedroom and go, oh. Perfectly wrapped present.
Oh, whatever. Well, if you think my reason was ridiculous, you're going to love this one. It was a few weekends ago, actually. It's just coming out in the news. A teenage girl in Oregon called 911 to report that she was home alone, and there was, quote, a massive freaking spider in her house.
It's a massive freaking spider, guys.
Oh my god, it's a totally massive freaking spider.
And then the spider hung up the phone and was like, don't try that shit again, bitch.
But she said it was the size of a baseball. Believe it or not, a cop actually did go to the house and kill the spider.
I hope he shot it. Like,
case closed.
It would have been funnier if he would have grabbed the spider, said, this is no big deal, and threw the spider on her and walked out.
It, he should have stomped on the spider, took his sunglasses off, and gone, it looks like this case has no legs.
Yes, that was your... it was a CSI reference. Come on, that was funny.
That would have been awesome if, like, the whole SWAT team showed up and, like, kicked the door down and... Freeze! Everybody, hands! Let me see hands!
But, yeah, the cop said that it was
brings
actually...
a whole new meaning to SWAT team.
Yeah. The cop said it was actually closer to 2 inches, and he killed it with a rolled-up newspaper.
Wow.
Taking it out, yeah.
Wow.
At least now, it wasn't one of them barking of his... spiders.
Is that going to come out of his budget?
Damn it.
Moving on.
Fail horn.
I wasn't even paying attention, to be honest.
Some guy stole a woman's bike in Vancouver on Wednesday when they tried to sell it on Craigslist. But she saw the ad, set up a meeting in the parking lot, asked if she could take it for a test ride, and stole it back.
Yeah!
Awesome. Nice.
Fun story. Yeah.
Vigilante justice, the best kind.
Damn right.
And then realized they make more than one kind of most bikes, and it actually wasn't hers.
What a Darwin.
She kept it anyways.
That's exactly a Darwin Award right there.
Do you guys think that most of that stuff you see on Craigslist is stolen? It's got to be, right?
A lot of it is.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has got to be stolen, especially for how cheap they're selling it. Now, the other thing is, though, I tried to use Craigslist to sell some of my appliances when I first moved into this house, and nobody gave a rat's ass.
Really?
All of my friends can have it. Oh, I sold it on Craigslist within 2 days, and I can't sell a damn thing on that.
You probably asked for too much money. Like, I got this beaten down refrigerator. It's
$3,000. No, I said $50. $50 for both of the anyway, it's a terrible website.
One of my... guys I work with showed this to me one time. He was looking for a new truck, and there was a truck on there that was posted, and it said 89,000 miles Ford Explorer, blah, 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 had the exact details, and then the picture of it. And then if you go down like 5 days earlier, it was Ford Explorer 189,000 miles, and all the details, and it was for like $500. The guy rolled back the one and then tried to sell it for like $5,000 more.
Wow.
But posted it while the other post was still on there. It was the exact same truck.
God almighty. I think that some people, we have a friend Joy who's actually been on this show. She makes money selling things on Craigslist,
like,
and eBay.
Toys,
right?
Our friend Lee makes buku bucks. He's like the Craigslist king, man.
Man, really? Well,
there's
or
a guy
or queen, depending on how you look at it.
Right.
The guy that does the floors at Carrabba's in the early, early morning, he drives a Hummer, and him and his wife, that's all they do for a living. Their most of their big income is buying and selling stuff on eBay.
What do they buy and sell? It's just
like
whatever?
Sports memorabilia. Like he'll buy something for like $100 and then turn around and sell the same thing for like $500.
Yeah.
And somebody will buy it.
I gotta get into that somehow. Yeah. That seems like the easiest job ever.
I know.
Sit at home on the computer all day.
My mom does it.
Really?
Makes a fortune.
She makes a fortune.
Yep. She'll buy like a dresser and it'll look like crap. She'll take it home and she has like paint and she'll just sand it down, paint it. It costs her like $10 and then she'll sell it for like $100 more and it'll sell every time.
Really?
Wow.
So how much added extra income is this for your mother, would you say?
A lot. Like,
you don't have an exact figure?
No. Her whole back porch is full of furniture. She'll just grab it and then redo it and then sell it.
Jesus.
What the fuck was that? Anyway, I don't even know.
Her back porch is full of furniture.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I put an armoire up there.
Yeah, she makes a lot of money doing it, so it's something that you could feasibly do. But I've seen her buy stuff for like $30, like a dresser, paint it up, and then sell it for $250 like a week later.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's nice.
Unbelievable. All right, let's see. Last week, a 40-year-old woman in Florida told her boyfriend to call her during his break at work. He didn't, and she was so pissed off that she tracked him down after work, got into a car chase with him, then pulled a knife on him.
What?
Holy crap. When the cops got there, they got in a chase with her. So now the cops are chasing her.
Wow.
She was arrested for aggravated assault and fleeing to elude.
Crazy.
What
bitches.
Happened to him? Why didn't he get in trouble for calling her on a break? Damn.
He didn't call.
Yeah, he didn't.
I know. Why didn't he get in trouble for that then?
I don't know.
You know, that could have all been averted if he just would have called the bitch.
I think that you're on the wrong side. I think that you are on the wrong side of this argument right now. Let's see. On Sunday afternoon, police in Florida saw two people getting it on in a car parked at an elementary school. It turned out to be a 52-year-old man and his 29-year-old stepdaughter.
Wow.
Ooh. Well, he kept it in the family anyways.
They're not blood related.
He admitted that they were.
No risk of a mutation in the genetic offspring.
He admitted that they were in the parking lot trying to hide the affair from his wife. Cops found 51 prescription painkillers in the car, so he was arrested for trafficking. The stepdaughter, however, was just given a warning for trespassing.
Mm-hmm. You know, you don't do that.
You don't do that. That's bad. Mm-hmm. Anybody ever had sex with a cousin?
No.
What?
You're from Oklahoma.
Don't tell me you've had sex with your cousin.
No, I haven't. I've never. Me neither.
Wait a second.
No. I'm kidding. I really
haven't. You've done something.
No, I haven't.
You do.
No.
You, yes.
I think you have.
You've done something. You have a story for us.
There's a similar shine in your eyes as there is on top of your head.
Yes.
It just struck me as funny that this guy, you know, was having an affair with his stepdaughter, and it made me think of, you know, cousins.
The time that you had with your cousin.
No,
Mike.
That never happened.
Yes,
no.
yes.
No.
Go on, Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
You never heard of kissing cousins? It never happened?
I've heard of it. No? Yeah.
I've heard of you doing it.
Have you? Yeah, I kissed my cousin whenever I was a kid.
We were kids.
Okay.
Did you make out kiss her?
Yeah.
Your cousin.
Yeah, it was a cousin.
That's what all the boys were doing back at school.
Did somebody smell your finger afterward?
No. We were like young kids. We had no idea what we were doing.
Did she say?
I just can't believe that I'm the only one that never. I've heard many other people. Oh, Devin, did you?
No.
You look like you're saying yes.
No, I'm in shock.
You are the only one.
Hey, Mike. My daddy does it better than that.
That's how them Sooners fans
do
it,
everybody. Were you there? Weird. How did you know she said that?
Good job, Boomer Sooner.
All right, we're going to move into a crazy, crazy story that has been all over the news this week. There's a 21-year-old woman from Poland who wants to have sex with 100,000 men.
I like to make sex lots of times.
Tell us more about this dirty Polak.
It would definitely be a world record. She wants to have sex with each of them for 20 minutes, okay? Which comes out to 3 years and 10 months of sex.
Holy crap.
And that's if she doesn't stop for sleep or anything.
Wow.
She says her boyfriend wasn't thrilled with her plan, but quote, had
wasn't thrilled,
but quote, had to come to terms with it.
I think bad idea.
Why didn't he just say, sweetheart, I kind of like the way your vagina's already tight for me.
Yeah.
I actually don't feel like after this is over, screwing a warm glass of water.
Yeah. It would be.
Or a refrigerator box.
And this is
let's say she only were to have sex on the weekends, like not just straight through, just on the weekends, it would take her 20 years to do this. Would you guys line up for this?
Because
I have a website here that you can go and you can sign up.
Yeah, but you got to go to Poland, don't you?
No. I think she can come here. There's a Facebook page. All you got to do is go to the Facebook. Actually, it doesn't give you the
exact
what
does she look like?
I can't wait for my employer to check my Facebook.
She's a Polak.
You are going to this event.
John, it's like Poland's like next door to Sweden, so she's probably going to be attractive. But ladies and gentlemen, this is where the Webster's Dictionary will actually have a picture of her now next to the word slut.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. So if let's say Stephanie came to you and said, John, this is something I really want to do.
I would not be thrilled.
What about you, Greg, if Dara came up to you and said, this is something I really want to do?
I'd slap her in the mouth with my cock.
God almighty.
Wow.
All right.
She'd be like one.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today for episode 30, Dirty 30. Devin, where are you going to be this week?
Side Splitters, Nick DiPaolo,
Thursday through Sunday, correct?
Yes.
I will be out at the Pro-Am at the Improv Orlando. Please come out and check it out. You can get free tickets to go online and you can see how to do that. They have a promo code. Oh, I can't remember what it is. I'm a terrible person. I'll post it on Facebook. John, you're going to be at Trivia?
Trivia every week. Star Island Resort, Thursday, Saturday.
Zach, anywhere?
I'll be working, but be sure to check out the Wheelhouse, exit 55 off I-4.
On Friday, yes. Greg, do you have anything coming up?
I have some time coming off, and I plan on
getting back in the game. All right, sounds good. We'll see you next week. Be sure to check us out at our website, www.kingsofthepodcastle.com. Have a great day. Okay, bye-bye.
100,000 slugs.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we can have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
God! This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then...
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No, 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 no.